Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Here's our assignment from yesterday. Go back and review the conversation in your head that you've jotted down about this focus to see if there are any voices you've not captured. Example, voice missing. I would love to share what's going on with me. Aura, what you see. So here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Patty from Vancouver.
Hello, Patty. What are you seeing?
Good morning. Well, I had an interesting sit this morning, and sitting without expecting something to happen or to do something, to know, which relates back to the control subject we were on last month. Mm-hmm. And so with this assignment about what voice is missing,
yes,
what I noticed this morning, as I looked back on the idea of receptivity, and that virtue is an opening, not a doing. And action or doing cuts us off from the complete reception of conscious energy in our bodies and actions. So the voice that was missing was, well, let me take a step back. What my subject is for receiving is to be able to receive the nourishment of the food that I'm eating 3 times, 4 times a day. And there was a voice that I didn't see about, well, this is the way it should look if you are receiving, meaning you think about all the people who, you know, brought this food, grew it, transported it, who cooked it, you know, all the things that I'm supposed to do, that it's supposed to look like if I am right there with the food.
Uh-huh. So you should be doing all of those things that are not right there with the food in order to be there with the food.
Correct. There's a certain action to be taken in order to see this instead of
stopping. And it's mental. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to go up into conditioned mind and noodle around with it in order to be present.
Yeah. what I didn't see was that there's a picture of the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen the control parts and all that stuff and how I go completely unconscious when I eat and just gobble it up. You know, but I didn't see that. So
Yeah, well, and there's such broad application, isn't there? Because that's ego will quickly turn receiving into a doing that it's going to be in charge of so that you get what it is that ego says you need to get. And so as you're pointing out, we're just completely off the track because the receiving doesn't require anything, does it?
Right.
Yeah.
That's very helpful. Just like the doing and being, are very different processes.
Completely different. Yes.
Yeah.
One is happy, one is unhappy.
Yes. Exactly.
There's our big clue about which one we're in.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Thank you, Patty.
Okay, great. Got show.
Thanks, Patty. Sherry, what dropped in that was, I think it's Dogen who said, don't eat the painting of the rice cake.
Yeah. Exactly.
The image of it,
think about it. Don't think about the rice cake while you're eating the rice cake.
Exactly. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Jen calling from the monastery.
Well, hello, Jen. What are you seeing?
Hey. So I saw something really helpful with this assignment. So the missing voice was, I really appreciate the feedback. I love learning. And what struck me so much about that being the missing voice was when I looked at it, I realized, well, that's what's so all the time. So it's not sort of a sense of, I think the way it's portrayed is an undulation of, well, sometimes I'm open to it and sometimes I'm not, and sometimes I really appreciate it and sometimes, you know, there's this resistance to it. And what I saw in that is that that's not actually so, that it feels like that sort of, I really appreciate the feedback, I love learning, is the ground, is what's so. And that all that other melee on top of it, all that other conditioned conversation, is to cover up, obscure that experience.
Jen, are you saying that those voices have been lying to you?
I think maybe.
And it's so fun to see it, isn't it?
It's so fun to see it.
How? What? How? Huh. And then we just have to laugh.
Yeah, truly. And I feel like that's such a theme, at least for me, in practice right now, where, well, you were just talking about it. It's such a non-doing, not a doing. And I was looking at why, well, first of all, I was seeing how the assignment before yesterday, the one about, you know, laying out all the world views of the various aspects, that in doing that work, if you will, in looking at all of that, that's what actually creates the space to see what's so. So what's so is always there. It's just that all that other stuff is lay on top of it. And in actually looking to see, which is from a disidentified place, right? Because when we do those assignments, that's what we're doing. We're stepping back from it. Then it actually allows me to get to see what's behind that. And that the reason behavior changes are so helpful is that it's not that, this is my experience anyway, it's not that the behavior change is, oh, well, that's the right good thing to do, so I need to do that. It's that when I do the behaviors that go with all these other voices, it's so hard to see what's actually so because it obscures that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and it's kind of, it's very much what Patty was describing, right? You sit down to eat and the voices have you convinced that what you need to do is be thinking about where this seed came from for this, and then what happened after that, and what happened, and who was involved, and it's so far away from what's actually going on. And the thing that's so difficult to see is that process, because we believe, we've been convinced that that process is the right thing to do.
Yes, exactly.
So it goes back to what we always talk about with recording and listening and the importance of doing the exercises. You're getting it out of your head, so then it's like that space is empty, and then what's under it? Now you get to see that. You empty that. What's under it? Which is a pretty good description of awareness practice, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. It's stripping away. Yeah, and exactly. Yep. It completely underlines why it's a not doing, because there's nothing to do because it's already there. You're just stopping participating in all the other stuff that obscures it.
Yes. It takes no muscles. Absolutely relaxing. All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Jen. Sherry, I have a dancing cue, so hang on a second.
Okay. Sangha jumping around?
Yeah. Lots of people coming in and off the cue. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Well, it's always interesting for me, this assignment, because when we look for the missing voice, it could be an ego voice, or it could be what Jen was pointing to, which is that underlying intuition that is the still small voice of life that gets overridden by all the voices.
Oh, that's such an important point, isn't it? So we there's just never an occasion on which we want to indulge assuming.
That's true. Exactly so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I really appreciated the level of attention you have to pay to listen to a voice that tells you that sometimes you like feedback and sometimes you don't like feedback, and that it's an undulation. Mm-hmm. Because it does, in reframing a still small voice as a duality of sometimes yes and sometimes no, then it's a subtle negation of what is so as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and we are talking subtle here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Here we go. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Dan from Los Angeles.
Hello, Dan. What are you seeing?
So I find myself a lot in a process of or listening to a conversation about, if I just had that. Could have got that. So
I would receive that. I would receive that in a second, and that, and that, and that. Yes.
Yeah, and so the not being aware or receiving all the things that are already given. And the missing voice was the, I guess I called it a good feeling seeker. It was waking up coming to in, I don't feel good. I got to find something to make me feel good. And then all these other sub-personalities, this is the on-ramp personality. I feel like there's this big loop that's just going around, and this is the on-ramp to that
this,
loop.
This way to feeling good.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, that's actually a direct route to hell, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's I'm already in a belief that, A, I don't feel good, and B, I need something external to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And off I go.
Yeah.
So, hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good to see.
And so good to see. It really is, isn't it? Because of, and I this dropped in with Jen as well. Because what I project is happening is that growing realization that what you are, my fingers are making little quotes in the sky. What you are is the awareness that is aware of that process happening. So it's just stepping back, stepping back, stepping back, stepping back, so that it really is good to see a bamboozle. There's no longer I need to feel bad about that awareness.
Yeah.
No, I am happy because that is confirming what the human being is versus what that ego story is. And that in that direction is happiness.
Yeah, that seeing a bamboozle is fun. Like, it's the learning. It's what we love about learning. I get to see it. Wow. And not
yes.
the attempted beating that always comes in. Oh my God, I can't believe you did that. That's just the same voice.
That's right. And you realize, I see that.
I hadn't appreciated it. Talk about receiving. Just moment of grace to, it's a little off tack, but sometimes I'm just like, it's a miracle we wake up. Being on this call is listening,
The fact that we want to. It's all the miracle we would ever need to have, right? And how did that happen?
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of folks on this planet who have no interest in knowing what's going on with them at all. And suffer hideously as a result.
Yeah. And loved ones, too. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You see just the circles they go in. And
And all you can say is, why me, God? Why me?
Yeah, it
Thank
takes
you.
the I'm doing this. Yeah, it's the it's this was given to me. It's not something I earned by performing well. It's such a
But
gift.
But Dan, you
yeah.
did receive it. Right? Yes, it was given, and you received it.
Just let's celebrate that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So good. All right. Well,
All right.
Thank
Thank
you.
You. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dan. It seems
that's
like
such an important point for all of us, isn't it, Ashwini?
Yes.
I mean, the biggest gift of all we have been given, and we all received it. Now, the voices might kick in and say, well, no, you didn't because you still blah, 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 blah. But the point is, we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was so struck on the, I think I'm just picking up nuance and subtlety today, right, Sherry? But that place of, which you pointed out, of I feel bad when I see something, is really that it's a different version of I want to feel good, right?
Yes.
Rather than
yes.
staying with the seeing. And the seeing,
yes.
anything I see is receptivity, because otherwise
yes.
I wouldn't see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the only thing that can see is the awareness that we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and so
it gets,
we have
all
to,
kinds of stuff gets done to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the seeing is the awareness.
It's
yeah.
the ultimate eating the rice cake and not the painting, because I think what conditioning would say is that seeing has to feel a certain way, and if I'm not feeling that way, or it's all about what I'm seeing, and so it moves into the painting of the rice cake rather than being in the awareness that is receiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what you're pointing at there is the process of looking to conditioned mind.
Right.
To
yeah.
find out what I'm experiencing. And that mm-hmm. that is the disaster that is that we're all trying to wake up from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Here is our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Okay, hello? This happened the last time to this caller, so I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to attempt to bring them back on based on okay, well, let me bring on another caller.
Okay.
This caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, who's this?
Alice. I was
Alice.
Just checking.
Hey, Alice,
yeah.
What are you seeing?
I was just wondering if it was me that doesn't answer every time because there's something different about the phone.
Apparently not, huh?
There we go, there we go. What am I seeing? There are some complicated conversations going on that are just over my head, and I'm doing my best, and then the brain inside my head just runs away and says, wait and see, wait and see. What am I seeing? A funny couple of funny
well,
things.
Well, may I just
sure,
speak
please.
To that before we go on?
Sure.
Because that's a... one of the things that started us out this day is that all we're required to do is be. Our
it's
only
nice.
Doing is being. And so one of ego's great defenses is I don't understand that. I don't get that. I don't understand. Well, what we learn to say is yes, that is true. Ego, you don't, which is why I'm not looking to you for clarity. So what I'm going to do is just be with what is right now, just be and breathe and pay attention and notice and trust that at a certain point, clarity will be mine. Now, the beauty of that is that the clarity we're seeking happens in that process. Because you are where you want to be in order to have that response.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yep. It's one of those, all we can do is laugh.
Thank you so much for putting that into words. I'm teaching myself just to stay glued to the chair when this happens and let it just go over my head and wait and see.
If I may, one other aspect before we go on and leave that, these calls are recorded. These conversations are recorded. And so what I would do in that situation is listen to it again.
You bet.
In that same attitude of mind. Listen to it again until it drops in and I see it. Yep.
Yes. I just
the secret
say to myself,
to our success, huh?
I'm absolutely certain of it. My instinct is I keep just putting it with an ing on the end of it. I'm learning.
Yes.
I'm sitting.
Yes.
And I'm learning.
That's right.
And I say to myself, you can't say you learned that. You can't put the ED on the end of learn. It's always in the current moment because you've got to keep remembering.
Right.
Awareness isn't remembering. I'm really grateful for the quote in What Universe Are You Creating, which says something along the lines of, it's a Krishnamurti quote, I think. They're not trying to remember. It's not remembering. And absolutely, we're trying to grasp hold of something. It's not a memory, it's awareness. Cherry, there's something else I want to say. I want to ask. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm talking about, and I'm all right with not knowing what I'm talking about. I say to myself...
I live there, Alice. I live there. So, yes, I'm right with you.
It's a relief. It's such a relief. And it's beginning to dawn on me. It might be humility. I'm not sure if it is because it's quite a big word and I'm not in touch. I know it's not more than and it's not less than. I haven't got the nerve to apply humility to myself, but it's not false modesty. I don't like double negatives and I've just used two of them. So what I'm wanting to say is I don't know. This thing about letting go our habitual response to life from our conditioning... you know how in maths you can let A equals 2 and B equals 3 and do a quadratic equation and get the answer? So what I want to say is, let it be the case that some people are born and brought up Buddhist, and let it be the case that some people are born and brought up Christian. And I'm just curious, if we're trying to let go our habitual conditioning, and I say to myself, well... don't guilt trip yourself because it doesn't work and it'll make you miserable. Just see what is and be kind to yourself and let go those old habits of conditioning. Then I say to myself, does this mean that somebody on the other side of the world who was born and brought up a Buddhist is busy shedding their early years conditioning and wanting to become Christian because they just don't want to have
we're off in the weeds here. Okay.
We are, aren't we? Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so we're really off in the weeds.
We just
because
forget about
it. The fact of the matter is, we don't know. But the bottom line that I would offer you for what you're looking at is any belief and assumption that is conditioned, that is holding ego in place, must be let go if we are to be free.
Yes.
And there's nothing, right? So it doesn't matter. You're Hindu, you're Buddhist, you're agnostic, you're atheist. It doesn't matter how you're conditioned. We need to let go of it if we're going to be free. Because what we're going to get to is is a truth beyond human's ability to nail down.
And it's about willingness to be in the current moment.
That's right. You go right. You right. Go right back to. You go right back to where you are. Awareing.
Yeah, I'm with you. And what do I
do? Awareing.
If A wearing. I love it. I love it. I love it. A wearing with an ing. I love
yep.
it. Although
All right.
not to get hung up with like or dislike. I've got one last question. What does one do if a fly comes in and goes across the
kitchen?
No.
I'm not going in the weeds anymore. Nope. Nope.
No. Okay. Thank
nope,
you.
That's
thank
a hypo.
You.
That's a hypothetical.
No,
question,
it happened today.
And only,
I didn't want to kill it.
It would only be
it.
A hypothetical answer. Right.
No. No.
All
okay,
we're doing
we'll
is a wearing and learning to be in the moment. That's
yes.
us, a wearing.
I let it out the
All
window.
Right.
Its friend came in. Right, I'm going
All
to listen
right.
to this again and again and again and again.
There
I'm
you
so
go.
Thankful.
All right.
Okay, bye for now.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Alice. Sherry, it looks like we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next
All
caller.
Right.
I'm going to try to attempt this again. You're live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Eleanor.
Well, hello,
Anybody
Eleanor.
There?
Yay! Yes, we're all here. Happy that you are. What's
me
going
too,
on? What
me
you
too.
Seeing?
This is obviously the right day for me to get to be on. I started last week seeing this receptivity and looking at the point. Well, it was actually at the end of the last month that I started seeing this miraculous thing that happens when. Something just drops in during the day that says, hey, you know, you can get out of that conversation in your head and be where you are. So
mm-hmm.
that happens, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, with incredible whatever miraculous words we use. And then what happens next is what I'm looking at, and that's kind of what the discussion's been, I think, that it's receptivity and willingness. It's totally a gift. It's totally, it's either there or it's not there. And
mm-hmm.
if it's not there, you know, you can turn to conditioning and, you know, make those choices of judgment, or I can choose to just say, okay, yay, it dropped in and I'm here.
Well, Eleanor, here's the image that occurs to me, okay? You go through life with your hands outstretched and open.
Okay.
If somebody puts something in them, say life, that's wonderful. If not, that's wonderful. The point is you're going through life with your hands outstretched and open.
Wow. Yeah.
That's the miracle.
That really opens
that's,
up a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you this, at least this is my experience. When you do that, you really up your chances that something's going to appear in your hands.
Yes, and I think that's what I'm seeing is how it's like building the faith or
that's right.
practice, you know.
That's right.
When I first noticed this, they were days that I was doing, you know, specific recordings at this time and that time and looking at certain things, and then I didn't set a timer to look at that thing during the day, but it happened.
That's right.
So
we are divinely
yeah.
guided. And if you look back over your history of awareness practice, that is so obvious. You're looking at something, you're looking at, you see it. Okay? There's the clarity. And then it's Jen. I had an image of a closet with her. You know, there's this closet that is just so chock-a-block full of crapola that... And for years, we don't even want to open the door because it's just too
uh-huh.
upsetting and depressing. And then we open the door and we realize, oh, well, there's that. I can deal with that. Okay. And then what's behind that? And what's behind that? And what's behind that? And that's how awareness practice has been for you. Every time you have seen something, it has opened up something else. Now, ego, for a long time, makes us feel bad about that. Because if you see that one thing, shouldn't you be finished? Shouldn't you be awakened? Shouldn't you never suffer again? No, it doesn't work like that, right? And so the next thing is there, and you see that, and that falls away. And then the next thing is there, and that falls. So what you've been looking at now has led you to this point of having an opening for that clarity to just drop in. The more you're receiving that, the more often you say thank you for it instead of going to, oh, why didn't you see that sooner? Any idiot mm-hmm. knows that. If you don't do that, that's like closing your, making fists out of your hands, right? If you don't do that, mm-hmm. you just say, thank you. Ah, that's great. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. You don't have to think about it. That's great. Thank you. Keep going.
Yes. And yeah,
it's going to happen
great.
More and
I
more
like,
often.
I like reaching my hands out as the image, and that kind of is what practice does, is
yes.
helps my hands get yes. reached out more and more.
That's right. We're not letting ego send us through life with closed fists.
Yeah, another feeling.
Okay. Oh, we do. Thank you, Eleanor.
Thank you so much. Thanks to everybody.
All right.
Be happy. Go happy.
Yep.
Thanks, Eleanor.
I had to tell her to go happy because it was so obvious that she was, that's how she was going.
Well, I love that image, Sherry, of the hands outstretched, because what brings to mind is the Buddha and the begging bowl, right? That's a mm-hmm. humility that we're in the process of receiving. It doesn't matter what I get, but I'll be always mm-hmm. happy for what I get, and I never exit
yes.
the process.
Yeah.
And I love that what you pointed to, which is that we're always outstretched for clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And there, and humility is a good word. It guide me, lead me, show me,
mm-hmm. strip mm-hmm. me.
Not egos. Give me.
Yeah. 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 Oh, this is not what I want. Thank you. Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. That's not what I had in mind.
All right. That brings us to the end of the show and our assignment for today. Is there a duality operating that you can identify? Assignment, rearrange the voices on each side of the duality. Which aspect of ego do you see on each side? RL. Example, side one, I would love to share what's going on with me, wanting to connect. Side two, I'm not going to answer any of his questions. Rebel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this just dropped in as a little reminder for people. Even when we're seeing a great deal, we still want to do the exercises because that stuff doesn't go away just because we see a lot in this moment.
Mm-hmm. It goes back to being in the seeing, right? It doesn't matter what we see.
Yes.
I want to be continuously
yes.
seeing. And so if I do the exercises, I'm going to see what's here now for me to see
mm-hmm.
rather than what I've seen
mm-hmm.
before.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Do go
happy
and manana.